Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Eric Schrader. Eric Schrader, maybe you can tell us exactly what you do and who you do it for.
Hey, Zach. Thanks for having me on. Really appreciate it. Eric Schrader here with Aux Distributing. Our role with Zoetic and Zoetic Corp is we are the global sales force and brokerage firm for Chill CBD. We also are the North American fulfillment center for e-commerce and wholesale shipping of the products.
And I suppose the $64,000 question is, how's that going?
We are very pleased with how it is going. It's a very exciting time for us. It's been since I met Trevor and Antonio way back before Zoetic was even a thing in 2018. We've done a lot, and to say the least, to be where we're at right now with such an awesome team, not only my team, the Zoetic team that we're putting together, the brand we've put together, to be where we're at right now, and doing this all through a pandemic is quite exceptional.
And so, don't want to go through every single news item, but I mean, the headline that sticks in my mind is the massive distribution deal that you had in the US, nearly 100,000 retail outlets, if I remember correctly. Is that what you got?
Correct. That's the AATAC announcements that we've made. And so we are strategically rolling out our, prepared to lift off plan, which is, making sure that we are attacking certain markets before other markets. And it's kind of a strategic rollout that we put together. I'm going to be a little bit cautious on what I'm saying about how we're doing it, just so our competitors don't know what we're doing. But we started out locally in Colorado, where the brand was born, and we probed the market with several different marketing approaches to kind of figure out what would work and what wouldn't work, so we could build a better strategy moving forward as we continue to grow the brand and pick up distributors, not only across the United States and North America, but all over the globe.
And I think the retail side and the sales side and sales and marketing, it sounds like you've got that pretty well covered. The only, I suppose, issue or question mark or point to sort of people might need to understand is the Chill brand itself and the legal standing of it. It's a consumer product, but how does that work state to state? Is it free to distribute right through the US, the whole of the US? What is the legal side there?
Yeah, so the beauty behind the brand that we've built is out of the six SKUs that we've announced and launched, five of them are THC free. So to my knowledge, obviously Trevor and Antonio are working with CMS, which are awesome. But to my knowledge, there's only three states left in the United States that don't allow the retail sale of CBD. In all other states, as long as you have a regular retail license for selling products, you can sell five of our six SKUs because they are THC free, which is incredible because this has opened us up not only to go after convenience stores, CBD shops, tobacco shops, but we literally can place our product in salons, dispensaries, bars, breweries, anywhere, an airport, convenience store. What a great way for somebody to grab our product eventually before they jump on a flight. It's really cool what we've designed in the fact that from all of our knowledge is coming together, we can now push this product out to a bunch of different locations that even some of our competitors cannot.
So for all intents and purposes, it's CBD, the Chill brand, but it might as well be Chill chewing gum or Chill soda pop. It's in the same league as that. And the exercise of distribution and marketing and sales is the same as that.
Yeah, currently our products are actually placed in what they call the non-food category. None of our products are actually considered consumable. Yes, you swallow saliva when you have a pouch in your mouth. And if you are using one of our smokable products, you do inhale that. But currently right now, NACS, which is a big organization here in the United States, doesn't even really have a category for our brand, which is really cool. We are actually creating our own niche of alternative tobacco products within this huge space of CBD. And we're doing it in such an exciting way with a brand that is really catching a lot of people's attention and perking up a lot of ears.
Right. So it is literally a consumer brand that is, I mean, it could be anything in the space. There's no, I mean, apart from the fact it's sort of new and there's a bit of a sizzle to the CBD area, especially on the stock market. The exercise of compared to your other activities in retail is no different.
Yeah. And what's really fun about our product, Zach, is what an awesome double-edged sword our product is for somebody that really is looking for alternative ways to receive CBD and potentially, move away from tobacco. So not only now can somebody get CBD differently than a tincture or a gummy, they actually can have the oral fixation, which is 50% of the battle of trying to move away from addictive products to a product that tastes great and supports CBD. It's a different instrument for people to receive it.
And I'm a bit out of the catchment area, more from the original hippie time maybe, but what's the core audience here? Is it millennials? Is it Generation Z or Z, as that we call it over here? Who's people in their 20s? What's the audience? What's the market?
Our audience mainly right now, I'd probably say, is 80% male, 22 to 50. We have a huge core group of people that are switching over to our pouch products that are coming from athletic backgrounds. So as you guys would call it over there, football, over here, soccer. We've got lots of different people in the realm of like rodeo. Our product is really across the board, helping people not only from an urban setting, but from a rural setting, from people that are looking to basically have a different way to end their addictions.
Right. So there's been no sort of people scratching their heads saying, what is this? Or what do we do with this? Has there been any educational aspect to this?
Yeah, education's a big part of the CBD space as a whole. You'll still find people in much more rural areas that are like, oh, is this product going to get me high? I'm confused. And so we're really working hard with my sales staff and my sales team. And we work back and forth very tightly with Trevor and Antonio to make sure our language is correct. But education is a big part of the whole CBD category. Our category just takes a little bit more education because it is an alternative tobacco product, which not a lot of people are doing, but it is something that we believe for consumers is a great way to switch over, and also for retailers. One of the things you're seeing, I believe it's already happened over there in the UK, but there's a lot of jurisdictions that are now banning, menthol cigarettes. And there's a lot of jurisdictions in this country really pressing hard to be rid of flavored tobacco. So that's any sort of Copenhagen or Skoal or Grizzly that is a flavor other than natural tobacco flavor. And so now we're coming in with a product that not only can distributors use to fulfill losses in sales from the declines happening in the tobacco market, but retailers are looking for other products they can put on their shelf space that generate a profit that's flavorful and it's new and unique. And this younger generation is really moving away from the, archaic tobacco days to the new hip stuff like we saw with Juul and all that other kind of more innovative, they call it new modern oral. That products, there's products out there that have nicotine in them, but they're not tobacco. So we're kind of attacking that market, but with the CBD angle.
Right, and just a couple of questions now, because I can understand you're busy with all these activities. First one is the American focus. What is the international marketing strategy that you have, or what geographies are you eyeing up?
So we've announced that we'll be, launching several countries in Europe, and we've partnered with a group over there that is going to be a brokerage firm for us to help basically do what my team is doing here in North America. I've been, along with Antonio Russo, working with those guys so that we can prepare them for how to sell the product, what we think suggested retail price points are, promotions that are working not only here in the US, but what we've done online. And so we'll be kind of, working together just across the pond on how to build this brand, not only as a European and American brand, but a global brand. And we actually talk about it all the time. The world's not enough. Let's take over the galaxy.
Well, that sounds like a good goal to have. And finally, the pandemic, hopefully we're coming out of that, let's say H2 2021. Have you been a pandemic winner, loser? Do you think things will get better for you or better still if the pandemic recedes?
Absolutely. I think across the world, but especially here in the United States, footfall was just way down in a lot of retail locations. It depended on what state or what city you were in as far as the restrictions for COVID protocol. But, you know, we saw there for a while, 6-7 months where, you know, there was 30% traffic decrease just because of COVID. There weren't any schools open. Kids weren't going to sporting events. Just the commuting and traveling was down. So there was just less people out shopping. And what's really exciting about our brand and our beta stores is even during a pandemic, with 30% footfall traffic down, we were seeing Chill as one of the few brands that was actually increasing. So that only leads me to say, can you imagine what's going to happen when people start learning about our brand and the vaccines have been in circulation and the world kind of returns to normal? It gets me pretty fired up.
On that note, Eric Schrader, thank you very much indeed. And hopefully we'll speak soon when you've got some fresh news.
Sounds great. Thanks, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.